For members of the Four Corners Quilters Guild in Mount Forest, donating a handmade quilt allows them to share the love, time and skill in creating it for someone in need. Whether it is supporting vulnerable populations such as shelters, hospitals or children's charities, past president and current member Linda Harushka said the Guild has a proud history of community support that includes quilt shows, raffles and numerous charitable donations. If you get together with quilters, you'll see them almost fondling the fabric. The feel of it is something that is really engaging for those that make the quilts, Harushka said. I would imagine it would be the same for those who receive them and enjoy them as well. Established in 1998, the Guild's name reflects the origins of the founding members who lived in the four townships of Egremont, Normanby, Arthur and Minto. Today, the community-based, volunteer organization has more than 50 members who attend monthly meetings where they can share their skills and participate in charitable activities. We have a number of projects. Some are related to community donations. More recently, we've been donating to palliative care for the two hospitals in our area, Harushka said. We've done between 6 and 10 quilts for the Palmerston Hospital's dialysis unit. Evidently, that is a process that can be quite chilling for the patients. A few weeks ago, the Four Corners Quilters Guild presented 10 children's quilts to the Lions Club in Mount Forest. Those were donated to kids with cancer. In December, we dropped off 28 touch quilts to the Alzheimer's Society. We had a speaker last year that talked about the Touch Quilt Project, what it means for these patients, and how these tactile fabrics are stimulating and comforting for them, Harushka said. After that, we knew we wanted to contribute to this. So, we gathered up our supplies and held a workshop. Some members worked on their own as well. We ended up with 28 quilts that were dropped off. Over the years, quilts have been donated to the Claire Stewart Medical Center, Louise Marshall Hospital Cancer Treatment and Birthing Rooms, and Victoria Cross Public School Library. Comfort quilts have been made for local families in need, welcoming quilts for refugee families, and baby quilts for the Raymouth Life Center of Mount Forest. Lap quilts have also been donated to local nursing homes. The Four Corners Quilters Guild meets the second Tuesday evening of each month from September to June. Members listen to speakers, take part in mini workshops and demonstrations and share current and completed projects. Harushka says the Guild is for all ages and all levels, from beginners to avid quilters. There are so many people who enjoy it. They would be more than willing to take someone under their wing if they wanted to learn the basics, she said. We always hold a show and tell. That's a big part of our meetings, to see what everyone is doing and what they are working on. Sometimes they are stuck and don't know what to do next, and the feedback they get is just amazing. The Four Corners Quilters Guild promotes the art of quilting with learning opportunities for members, meetings for fellowship and support, and the chance to make meaningful contributions to the community. Harushka has been a member since the very beginning. My mom made quilts over the years. I had been sewing and doing needlework and cross-stitch, she said. When I first came to town in 1995, there was a sewing shop here. The woman that ran it, Grace Copeland, had put a little postcard-size advertisement in her shop window inviting anyone interested to get together and see if there might be some interest in a quilt guild. Harushka attended that very first meeting along with 25 other interested quilters. Grace Copeland became our first president and founding member, and it just grew from there. No one is more shocked and pleased than Grace herself, Harushka said. Wellington County offers some very talented quilters, Harushka believes. We did our first show in 2003, another in 2008, 2013 and 2018. There's been a lot of talk as to when we will be doing our next show, but the reality of it is that it's a lot of work and it's very physical work. But it is in the back of the minds of our members to do another one, Harushka said. We also played a pretty major role in the international plowing match in Wellington County. To Harushka, the beauty of quilting is the legacy that it leaves behind. I have been giving away more and more quilts. I just finished up a small hanging that matches my wall. So, something like that is a little more deliberate, Harushka said. Proceeds from community raffles go towards supplies for charity quilts, which ultimately goes full circle back to the community. We are working on a project now that will end up being a beautiful quilt. One of our original members passed away last year and her husband gave us a kit. We said we will make this quilt and donate it to the hospital fundraiser in June, Harushka said. We are branching out more in charitable giving. It's this part that really resonates with our members.